When I was 17, I had a girlfriend who was good with animals. Nervous dogs would quiet for her and sit at her feet. Vicious dogs would lick her hands and wait to be petted. I had no idea how she did it, but I thought she was magic. When I was 29, I got divorced from a different girl and moved to San Francisco. Divorce was hard and I was a mess. Soon after my arrival, I was invited for dinner at a coworker's house. She and her husband were the same age I was, married about the same number of years I had been. They had bought a little house which they planned to fix up together. Looking at them, I saw every dream I had ever had for me and my ex-wife. Sitting in their living room, it was like they were on the shore while I had been swept out to sea and drowned. After dinner, we went into the kitchen to clean up. Their cat came in from outside. It was a big, tough one, the orange kind, with chewed-up ears. After keeping some distance, it jumped on my lap to be petted. I remarked what a nice animal they had. In a deliberately calm and quiet voice, my coworker informed me that wasn't their cat. The cat was feral. My coworker and her husband fed it from time to time, but it had never been in the house. They had never gotten close enough to the cat to touch it. The cat was solid in my lap, watchful but calm. I understood. The cat knew I was so hurt, so broken, that I was safe. Someone in my state, the cat knew, wouldn't hurt her. Now, I was good with animals, too. Sometimes, when a strange animal sidles up to me on the street, I think of my girlfriend from long ago. I never understood why she was good with animals. What was so abundantly clear to any dog or cat remains a mystery to me. Now that I'm good with animals, I realize how little I know about people. With a Perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.